particular cliche.
Yeah, exactly.
It does not.
Exactly.
That song, Die Happy Man, was originally written, not written, but performed by Thomas Rhett. The Nelly version is an adaption, albeit a very good one. I enjoy that song a great deal.
Yeah. Now, viewers, we have a little fun game for you right now, because I told DJ Rizzle King we were going to play Thunderstruck by AC/DC, which we will later on. But what I didn't tell him was that I was going to play the theme song from the show DuckTales right now.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo. Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo. Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales, woo. When it seems they're heading for the final curtain, cold deduction never fails, that's for certain. The worst of messes become successes. DuckTales, woo. Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo. Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales, woo. The danger, watch behind you.
All right, that was the DuckTales theme. I am not sure how I feel about that. Needless to say, DJ Slips is no longer on the board. It is 302 WMFO in Medford. Sorry for all of the faithful listeners of the Voicemobile. Joyce the Voice is unfortunately not here this week. This is still DJ Rizzle King and DJ Slips filling in for the next 2 hour slot. Rest assured, she will be back next week. Now, as I was led to believe, up next we have some AC/DC Thunderstruck, one of my all-time favorites. Quickly before that happens, I just want to let all of our viewers know that fundraising for WMFO is currently going on. As a new DJ, as a freshman at Tufts, I just really have enjoyed doing radio. I'll snap up any opportunity I can. And if you are so inclined, if you want to keep this going, please donate WMFO.org. All right, now we have Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Alrighty, that was Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Classic. I love that song. I was really expecting to hear that song before the DuckTales theme song, for any of you who have been listening for a little while. DJ Slips had to step out of the studio for a second, but I am going to take advantage of that. As was mentioned earlier, I am a musician. Gonna play us some short, relaxing classical music. By perhaps the only universally known classical musician, this is Salut d'Amour by Yo-Yo Ma, by Edward Elgar, performed by Yo-Yo Ma.
Thank you.
tonight. That was Salut d'Amour, performed by Yo-Yo Ma, written by Edward Elgar. Very famous piece for anybody who knows it out there. I love that recording of it. But we're going to completely switch up the vibe for a minute. We're going to play some Adele, extremely talented artist, successfully recovered from vocal cord nodules, very difficult to do. This is Turning Tables from her album 21. Alright, that was Turning Tables by Adele from her album 21. Really, really fantastic artist. Has made 19, 21, 25 all albums that were named after the age at which she recorded them, which is pretty amazing. She was a Grammy Award winning vocalist at 19 years of age. I am 19 and I'm not a Grammy Award winning vocalist yet. All right.
I am also 19 and we'll see what happens this year.
Just for our listeners, that's a very, very long shot.
I mean, hey, you dream big, right?
All right. We want to shake it up in the studio a little bit. DJ Slips has returned.
Oh, yeah.
And
what do we do?
Well, he's brought a guest.
I brought a guest. Yes, I did bring a guest with me.
All right. So, you want to give your name? You are on the air.
Hi, yes, I'm Josh Clarkson. You may recognize me. I'm pretty famous around here. I did call into DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King's show last week.
That's right.
You are famous, I will say that.
Yeah, I also do not have a Grammy, but I am not 19 yet. So.
Oh, you have so much
changing information.
That means you're probably going to win one.
I probably will. So Adele should watch out. I would like to just thank her for showing me the path.
All right, you want to give our listeners a little bit of information about you? Who are you? Where are you from? What are you majoring in? What's your social security number?
Oh, sure, yeah. I might skip the social security number for now until I get a little closer with the audience. I'm from Somerville, Somerville, New Jersey, not Massachusetts. It makes a pretty good fun fact as a freshman around these parts. So, yeah, I am a freshman. I am not 19. Prospective IR major, but there's time for things to change.
Really?
And the sound effects with DJ Slips have returned.
Hello.
Thanks, Big Button Box. Plug in the app. You guys should get it. Anyway, you were saying, Josh.
Yeah, so I just happened to know DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King and was invited on the show today.
Well, that's great. That's great.
All right. We're going to take a little bit of a break now from the music. We're going to talk about Halloween, which was last night. Hope everybody had fun.
Oh, yeah, it was last night.
It was
night.
Last night.
I was about to be like, what were you thinking
about?
You're making
me questioning myself.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it was last night. I hope everybody had a fun, safe evening. I know I did, staying in the library until about midnight.
I also had a safe evening, taking a three-hour nap after I came down with a fever yesterday. So
that is unfortunate.
Wow. It was a wonderful way to spend Halloween.
Well, I had the safest of all evenings. I was in an auditorium taking an exam for a nice 3 hours.
That does sound awful.
Well, it was very safe.
It was extremely safe.
Although emotions were high. I will say that. Emotions were high.
The three of us and another friend had an interesting costume. DJ
Thomas
Slips
really wants people to know that we have friends.
We do have friends. We promise we have friends.
Real friends. There are photos of us, I think, with friends.
Perhaps.
Mom.
Maybe on the internet.
Mom, if you're listening, oh, wow. I am making friends. Mm-hmm. We went as an annoying beach family.
Yes, we did. I was the father. My name was Barry Goldberg. That's actually from a TV show, The Goldbergs, which my mom actually happens to love. But my name was Barry Goldberg, and my wife here, Esther, is actually on the show with us right now.
Yes, as you can tell from the tenor of my voice.
Esther, your vibrato is amazing. I love the way it sounds on the radio.
All right, let's move on from the Esther and Barry, although they wore stellar costumes. I am quite proud.
I did wear a dress, I would like to point out.
Oh, actually, here's a fun fact. Apparently, there is something called Tough Secrets. It's a Facebook page where you can put, like, your secret out there. You can fill out a form. And my friend Josh, my wife over here, Esther, was mentioned on Tough Secrets.
Yeah, I was actually called out on Tough Secrets. I believe I was called a cute beach mom.
Yes, a cute beach mom, which I've been told is the best compliment that I can receive, which I didn't get, which is unfortunate.
Yes.
I was the ugly beach dad.
Through every day hoping you get called a cute beach mom.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, we're going to get back to the music now. This is from the Hozier EP From Eden. This is called From Eden.
Babe, there's something tragic about you.
cares? No vacant stare, no time for me.
Back live in Studio A. Is this Studio A? This is Studio A. We've got four mics in here, two of which we're about to use right now, and an exclusive interview with Josh Clarkson. Josh.
The tell-all.
Josh the Clarkson. Tell-all. It's coming out as his new memoir, or memoir, depending on how you want to say it. I'm a memoir fan. Anyway, in his tell-all memoir about his life, really, because, you know, he's not 19 years of age yet, so he's going to tell us all about how he's going to win his Grammy. Josh.
Yes.
How do you plan on winning your Grammy?
Well, as a saxophonist,
I have some
musical background. That electric guitar was actually a recording of me playing the saxophone that you may have just heard over there.
Yep, and then actually, I hate to catch you in a lie, but that was actually me beatboxing with my voice. I made that with the sounds of my mouth.
Okay,
so.
We can agree to disagree on that.
Okay, I mean,
I do have some musical talent. I did sing in the men's chorus in high school.
Ooh, wow, wow.
So obviously, well on my way to a Grammy.
I've heard that there's a direct line between the Somerville High School men's chorus and a Grammy.
Yeah. We have a pretty large presence.
Okay,
you don't need to fact check that.
Don't look it up, right?
Yeah,
because it's just true.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, personally, I would never sung in a chorus, so I wouldn't know. But if I were so lucky,
theatrical star though.
This was mentioned last time we were on air. I know, but this is our first time. Have we mentioned on Anything and Everything? That's
Anything and Everything Wednesdays 2 or 3. We are currently subbing for the Voice Mobile, Joyce the Voice. Unfortunately,
that's a really good name.
Very good name. I really want to meet Joyce the Voice. Thank you for letting us take your spot. Hope you are feeling better by next week. All right, we're going to get back to the music now. Up now is Cheap Thrills by Sia.
By Sia. And we have another song coming up for you, which is against DJ Rizzle King's better judgment. But hey, if we remember the last time we did that, it was DuckTales. And I think that worked out pretty well for everybody. We got no calls saying no one liked it, meaning that everyone loved it, actually.
Speaking of, if you want to talk about anything and everything, you want to have any kind of song from any genre, please just give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Yes. As I was saying, this next song, DJ Rizzle King doesn't really want to play, but it is called Tequila. It is a remix of the famous song Tequila, and this appeared in the trailer of the Baby Driver movie. I have to put in a plug here for the Baby Driver movie. Really one of the best movies I've seen in a while. Blew my mind. I saw it 3 times in theaters. Okay, I listen to the soundtrack just in my everyday life. It's fantastic. So without further ado, DJ Rizzle King, let's hear it. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Tequila, I think.
I have never listened to all 3 minutes and 30 seconds of that, so thank you, listeners, for doing that for everyone.
That was an experience.
But now you've had it.
I have had it, and that's what I'll say about the experience. I have had it.
And now you're all going to see Baby Driver.
I have not yet seen Baby Driver. It is at the top of my list. Gosh. I know.
Disappointment.
I did see a lot of other movies. Speaking of movies, any Marvel fans out there, Thor Ragnarok coming out this weekend. Currently sitting at a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Marvel is paying us to say this right now.
Yes, we're
in contact with the Marvel execs.
We are
execs.
Marvel informants in disguise as Tufts freshmen on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good disguise because no one would expect it.
Yeah, because this is really the most efficient way for them to get their message out. No, it's
with a viewership like ours, I mean, really, who's not going to go see Thor Ragnarok, whatever it's called now? It's not even English. It's whatever the language they speak
Ragnarok.
Are.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, exactly. What language does Thor speak on his home planet?
Well, his home planet probably doesn't even speak any Earthen language, Sam.
That's
clearly
what I'm saying, and that's why I can't pronounce Thor, fill in the blank, Ragnarok, or whatever it is.
Ragnarok is the exact word.
Okay, well, you know,
the point is that I
can't speak a non-earthly language, all of a sudden, like, you're coming at me for that? No.
All right, we're going to get back to the music. We're going to shift the focus a little bit. It's been upbeat, it's been modern. This next one is still upbeat, but it's going to be a little bit of a throwback for our listeners to the Jacksons.
Yeah, oh, blame it.
All right, that was Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons.
Thoughts I do like that one.
Thoughts on that song, Josh?
It's a classic.
As a future Grammy winner,
oh yeah,
how would you rate that in terms of Grammy worthiness?
On a scale of what? Like
on a scale of like one to you.
One to me.
You being exceptionally worthy.
Of okay. Every single Grammy category.
Yeah. I would say that it would have to supercede me.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
So, I still have a year to get there, though.
You're true.
That is true. You do still have a year.
Well, technically, you have more than a year. You have 2 years. You've just turned 18.
Yeah, you need to do it by the end of 19.
That's true. I do have about 22 months, yes.
See, and he's also good at math.
Wow. You know what? He is just the prototypical tough student.
You're just the whole package, aren't you?
All right.
Grammy winner, or to be, and good at math.
That's it.
That's winner. That's a winner.
All right, let's get back to the music. This is Jive Talkin' by the Bee Gees.
There we go. That was Jive Talkin'. And up next, we've got a song for you. We're going to play... What are we going to play, DJ Rizzle King?
That is really up to you, DJ Slips.
Oh, that is great. That is my pick. Now, while we're here, Josh, what would you like to hear? What do you think?
So in the spirit of anything and everything,
mm-hmm.
What period of music are you guys looking for right now?
I mean, okay, well, so you're gonna win a Grammy, which means you know a lot about music, right? So we're gonna like tell you some things we want, and you're gonna come up with a song just like that.
Perhaps not exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of disappointing from a future Grammy winner. I mean, maybe he's not going to win a Grammy. What? I'm sorry, do you guys hear that? I heard a whisper that was saying that Josh isn't going to win a Grammy. It was very weird. Anyway, Josh.
Yes.
Well, while we've got some time in between our next song,
mm-hmm.
why don't you tell us about what you're going to be doing this weekend?
Well, this weekend, actually this Saturday, I'm a member of the Tufts University Pep Band, which is obviously another direct link to Grammy Award winners, and I will be away at the Tufts University football game.
Where will you be away at?
I will be at Colby College in Maine.
Colby College, yeah. Wow, heading up north.
Yes, and then this Sunday will be incredibly riveting, studying for calculus.
Ooh, Newton's? Which Newton's the calculus will you be studying for?
The second volume of the calculus.
Oh, the second volume? I myself will also be doing the second edition of Newton's the calculus. Us who are most familiar with it know it as an edition rather than a volume.
My apologies.
Unless that volume is rotated around an axis. Anyway, our next song is... you know, I don't even know how to describe it. It's called "Daddy Cool" by Boney M. Whenever I listen to this, especially the beginning, I feel like I'm should be driving really fast. Maybe that's just me. So let's hear it. Hello, okay, we're having some technical difficulties, which is interesting, but even more interesting is the fact that Abraham Lincoln was the 60th president of the United States of America. Josh, why don't you tell us a little bit about your interests, specifically maps? First of all, I want to put this out there. Josh is my neighbor, and I walk into his room, and I say, Josh, why do you have a giant map? And when I say a giant map, it covers the majority of his wall.
He means it's huge. It's magnificent.
There we go. Let's get some political commentary in there. Why don't you? and then he begins to tell me that it has South Sudan on the map, which is actually quite a riveting subject if you listen to him talk about it.
Surely,
so,
yes.
Josh, why don't you, our viewers... Don't put them to sleep as they're driving. But why don't you give our viewers a little foray into what maps mean to you?
Okay. Well, actually, thanks for asking that, DJ Slips. So yes, I have had an interest in maps for quite a long time, which I would say is not exactly the normal childhood interest per se. But the map in my dorm room, admittedly, is a little obnoxious. But having South Sudan on the map does show that it's a relatively new map, I would like to point out. It's the most recently recognized country in the world. And yeah, so really over the last, I guess you could say, my whole life, I've had a pretty strong interest in maps. And you could say even that has kind of influenced me in pursuing international relations today.
Wow. Okay, so that was a great cover for what was totally not obvious technical difficulties in the studio. So, let's see what we got here. This is Daddy Cool.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
We'll be right back.
WMFO in Medford.
This is Mambo number 5.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit